This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, popular speaker, and the author of 20 books, including the book Feminist Fantasies, that reveals the feminist influence on the media, on college campuses, and writing in children's classrooms. Now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
It's important for parents to monitor what public schools are teaching their children and also what the schools are not teaching. If you want your children to grow up to be patriotic citizens, they must be taught American history as it really happened, not as the liberals wish it had happened. It's become pretty clear that the liberals would like to wipe out our religious heritage and pretend we've always been a very secular nation. Today's schools seem to be more concerned with teaching our kids a philosophy of political correctness, diversity, multiculturalism, and feminism. One way to teach the truth about our heritage and dispel false myths is to take a trip to Washington, D.C., and read the many religious inscriptions that are engraved in stone on our famous monuments. Another way is to honor our nation's birthday today, the 4th of July, by reading and rereading the Declaration of Independence. As you read the Declaration of Independence on this 4th of July, reflect on the fact that it is America's great religious document, the official affirmation by the American people of their belief and faith in God. The Declaration affirms God's existence as a self-evident truth that requires no further discussion or debate. The nation created by the Great Declaration is God's country. The rights it defines are God-given. The actions of its signers were God-inspired. Many of the men who signed the Declaration paid for their courage with their lives and fortunes, and that's why we are able to enjoy our freedom and independence today. The Declaration contains 5 references to God: God as supreme lawmaker, God as creator of all men, God as the source of all rights, God as the world's supreme judge, and God as our protector on whom we can rely.
Surveys show liberal professors outnumber conservative professors on college campuses by 10 to 1. At the Eagle Forum Collegian Summit in Washington, D.C. on July 18 and 19, outstanding conservative leaders would equip students with moral and intellectual defenses to challenge left-wing ideology. The conference is free to students who register in advance at eagleforum.org. That's eagleforum.org. And join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system and fire piston, or you just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today, toll-free at 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Visit CampingSurvival.com now and receive 5% off any purchase with the code FREEDOM. CampingSurvival.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
My name is Don Wiskin. I had a massive heart attack at 42. The doctors could do nothing but send me home with disability as my future. I reversed the damage done to my heart with a natural remedy. I am now 58 and contribute my good health today to Extendivite. You have heard my messages for many years. A lot of people have taken Extendivite and improved their health issues. We are surrounded by fast food, toxic air, and chemicals that our body cannot eliminate. As we age, they can age us faster. Clean yourself out with Extendivite, available in capsule or liquid form. Get a 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. You can live a longer, healthier life just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Welcome back. This is the second hour of Spingola Speaks. Our guest today is Patricia Robinette. She is the author of The Rape of Innocence, Female Genital Mutilation and Circumcision in the USA. Her website is rapeofinnocence.com. And we also have another guest, Kerth, K-E-R-T-H. And that website is thoughtcrimeradio.net, where you can see his recent article just uploaded today, actually, called Adrenalized Blood Drinking Addiction Among the Global Elite. And you were starting, Kerth, you were talking about how they scare animals, how they treat animals in the slaughterhouse, and that does something to their blood. Go ahead and explain that.
Well, the slaughterhouses have been set up to make the experience of the animal being killed as terrifying as possible, so that they're adrenalized. You know, their blood is pumped full of adrenaline, so that when they're slaughtered, so that the hamburger that people are eating is actually more like a drug that becomes addictive. And that's like a lesser form of drinking adrenalized animal blood, like in ritualistic Satanism. You would torture a goat and then harvest its blood and then mix it with certain herbs like mandrake root and wine, and then you would have a kind of hallucinogenic occultic experience and feel powerful from that. And the more extreme thing is killing children and torturing them first and harvesting their blood. And there are people in Satanism who believe that drinking such blood makes them live longer and that they're stronger and more powerful because of it.
Wow. Now, you quoted Ted Gunderson in your article that there are at least 2,500 children that go missing each day in the United States. Now, I'm not a big fan of Ted Gunderson. He was a pretty unique individual. But I think he was probably absolutely right on when he gave that figure.
Yeah, Ted Gunderson was a highly credible FBI man, and then he started talking about Satanism and, you know, after he retired, and he lost a lot of his credibility with the general public. But he did talk endlessly about, you know, how many children are missing, and there's no question. Of course, a lot of them are probably sold into the sex slave, and a certain amount of them can probably be explained with mundane explanations. But I believe, from what I knew about in my childhood and people who I've talked to more recently, who I believe are insiders, is that they are using these children to harvest their blood, and that some very wealthy, powerful people are addicted to drinking that blood.
Politicians?
Well, really even more powerful than the politicians. The politicians are like puppets. The people who have huge amounts of money and have had money in their family for generations, people like the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds, and many other people that aren't as famous as them. I mean, you know, when you have billions of dollars, generation after generation after generation, this is going to warp your perspective on things. And a lot of these people are extremely inbred. They only marry among certain families, and they have a really strange attitude about life and things.
Right. They look at the rest of us as cattle, and certainly we are of no consequence. So killing one of our infants wouldn't be a big deal to them. Now, do you suppose that a lot of these children go missing from the government child care facilities, child care apparatus?
Well, Ted Gunderson talked about an organization in the CIA called the Finders, who he believed were deliberately out hunting children, looking for situations where they could acquire children. I don't really know very much about how the children are being acquired. I do remember from my childhood that I was told by somebody who was an insider that there were certain people who were paid a lot of money by the elite, and they would go to a lot of trouble to acquire children in different ways, sometimes creating false adoptions of children who were born out of wedlock, and sometimes figuring out ways that they could abduct children and do so without being discovered, or minimizing, you know, public awareness of it. You know, it's remaining invisible as possible is one of the big priorities, and so they want to do what they do, but they want to do it without drawing a great deal of public attention.
Usually when we think of sex trafficking and that kind of thing, we think of older children, older young adults, women, being taken and then sold into human trafficking. But what you're talking about is altogether different. I mean, we're talking about babies here. Wow. I mean, that's pretty gruesome to even think of it.
They were killing their own children.
Pardon me?
The woman that I met 25 years ago, she was born and raised in the cult, and that was her baby brother. So they are killing their own children.
Also.
And I have wondered about, you know, the girl in the Bush family who was sister to George Walker Bush, and wondered if maybe that was the case in that, you know, with her, if she was also part of that sacrifice.
Oh, really? I'm not aware of her. Maybe I've missed out something here.
Yeah, W had a little sister, and she died, I think, at about age 5.
Oh.
So, now, before we end, I would really like to bring this all back to Monday's Naval Navy Yard shooting.
Okay, sure, absolutely. Yes.
Because to me, it seems like it all connects. So, did you have more questions for Kurt?
I'm actually sitting here with my mouth open, just thinking about these disgusting things.
He has a great deal of knowledge about the history and the workings of that whole situation. So, perhaps you'd like to have him on for a whole show.
Oh, yeah, that'd be great. Kurt, why don't you email me?
All right, I'll do that.
Okay, thanks so much for your information. It's awful. But thank you for sharing it.
Yeah, well, you know.
I mean, I never thought about the slaughterhouses. I never thought about the animal's blood. Just never thought about it at all. Okay, go ahead.
Well, it also goes into the meat. You know, the adrenaline goes into the meat. And so people think that they're getting strong when they eat meat, but really what they're doing is they're just having this drug in their system, adrenaline. And our culture is hooked on adrenaline. you know, it really is a go, go, go kind of culture.
Sure.
And
absolutely.
It's based on fear. So what can you do, you know?
Sure.
I eat vegetables. But then, you know, some people tell me that vegetables get scared when they're killed too. Okay, so then I'd like to tell you about something that happened about 7 years ago, 7 or 8 years ago. I met these two people came to my home office. I had an office in my home. And, you know, he called me and said that he got my name from an old book.
Okay, we do need to take a 3-minute break. We'll be right back.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
The free and independent states of America were born July 4, 1776. The 56 delegates signed the Declaration of Independence. Congress ordered it engrossed, sent to the several assemblies, conventions, committees, councils of safety, and several commanding officers of the Continental Army. After the war, several nations traded with the free United States of America. Any agency, officer, or employee acting as if the declaration were void or obsolete is without the right and the consent. They place themselves as an equal to the Creator and are warring with Article 4, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution and with the people. Our grand jury has been destroyed without the consent or the right. Return the grand jury customarily impaneled by the elected county sheriff and one where people can appear with information. McGilvery Machine Company, Reading, Michigan.
Freedom ain't free, but shooting is cheap. Knob Creek Gun Range. Shoot safe, pay less, have fun. Rifles, pistols, shotguns, cannons, what you got? We got a 350-yard outdoor range, plus other secret ranges we're not even supposed to talk about. Come to Knob Creek Gun Range in West Point, Kentucky, and celebrate diversity at our next shoot coming up on October 11th, 12th, and the 13th, 690 Ritchie Lane, West Point, Kentucky, 40177. Visit our website at knobcreekrange.com to find out more information on everyday activities or to get information on the October shoot on October 11th, 12th, and the 13th, or call 502-922-4457. Again, that's 502-922-4457. Knob Creek Gun Range, where the Second Amendment comes first. Go to knobcreekrange.com today or just show up ready to fire at 690 Ritchie Lane, West Point, Kentucky, 40177. Call 502-922-4457.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Patricia Robinette. She is the author of The Rape of Innocence, Female Genital Mutilation and Circumcision in the USA. Her website is rapeofinnocence.com. So pick up where you left off, and we do have some callers standing by. So anyway.
This man called me, and he sounded kind of afraid of, you know, he wanted to be hypnotized. Well, I don't really hypnotize people. I dehypnotize them from fear, from trauma. But, you know, I told him that, and he still wanted to be hypnotized. So I said, well, you can bring someone with you if you, you know, if you're afraid. And he said, okay, he would bring his wife. So they came and they told me their stories. And he was very young when he and his family would travel around. They would sing in churches. And his father was the organizer, and all the children would sing, kind of like, I guess, the Jackson Five. Is that right? Five.
Mm-hmm.
And he was, I think, the baby of the family. So he was, like, you know, really special.
Mm-hmm.
And, so he said that he had been involved with this cult for his whole life, pretty much. And he had been married a few times, and the wife he was with now, you know, he was a beautiful man, beautiful black man. She was a beautiful white woman, and they were gorgeous, and they had some gorgeous children. And but he felt like he had never really been able to live his own life, and he wanted to live his own life. So she told me her story, and she was related to someone who's in the government and was an ex-head of the CIA. And, you know...
What year was this?
When I met them.
Uh-huh.
About 7 or 8 years ago. And she said that that part of their family would come to our town several times a year to have, like, you know, meetings or parties or whatever it is. And everyone would get together and, you know... So, that was Eugene, Oregon, and I think that there's some kind of focus on that town, because I just met so many people there who were involved in this stuff. So, you know, I was talking to her, you know, her uncle was the head of the CIA at one point, and he was, you know, in the Congress, we were talking about the current government, which at that point was, I guess, it was before Obama. It was when Bush and Cheney were in.
Okay.
And so we were talking about that. And I said, well, you know, anybody who is cruel has been hurt themselves, and badly hurt when they're that cruel. And so, you know, I said, they're really a bunch of hurt puppies, and they really need healing. And I think that somehow that it captured her attention. And she said, do you have one of these? And she pointed at her side of her knee, and there was something there that looked like, you know, when kids have pencils and they stab each other with a pencil, and then there's a bit of graphite stuck in your skin, you know. And it was just this perfectly little round spot. And I said, no, I don't think so. And then she said to her husband, show her yours, you know. And he had one down by his ankle. So, you know, I didn't think much of it. I didn't ask her what it was about or anything. I didn't know what it was, you know. But a few days later, all of a sudden, I had something in my arm. And it was not one dot, there were two dots. And it looked like, you know, something hard was in there in black. And it was, you know, you could tap on it. And it was, the skin was kind of opened up around it so that it was just, you know, implanted. It was an implant, I believe. And so I lived with that thing for about 5 years, and it was very
really
strange.
Now where did it come from, just from being,
I don't know, you know, I don't really have a conscious awareness of what happened.
That's pretty scary.
Very. And so, you know, I just was curious about it for a while. And when I saw this guy one day, you know, downtown, I said, what is this? Because I knew that he knew something about it. And he said, I can't talk here. Come to my store. So I went over to his store, and I went up to the cash register, you know, where he was. And I said, what is this? And he said, just a minute. And he started unplugging his computer, all these different wires and stuff. And then he did something on the computer, and then he said, call MUFON, and which is like a UFO kind of organization. And I said, huh? And then this older gentleman walked in, kind of urgently, came up to the counter. And this is a store for hippies, you know, and kids who are into the occult and stuff like that. And so, you know, this guy was very out of place in the store, a very conventional looking man with a light colored suit on. And he just walked up to the counter real fast. And then I had a feeling this guy was checking on why was the computer disconnected and what was this guy doing. So I just left really quickly. And then the next time that I was in this church, it was a religious science church. I just went there, you know, to check it out. And there was a point at which you were supposed to turn around and hug your neighbors. You know, it was after the service. So I hugged the person to my left, I hugged the person to my right, I hugged the person in front of me, and I turned around, and there's this woman who is the wife of this guy who came to me, who's, you know, connected with the CIA. And she reached out to hug me. And I just put both of my hands out and just pushed her away. And I'm sure I must have had the most astonished look on my face. You know?
Well, did you? You just didn't feel good about doing that. And
I did not feel good about hugging. I felt like, and I think the words actually came out of my mouth. No!
Right.
So it was like, no.
I mean, that's somebody entering your personal space and uninvited.
Yeah.
Even though it's in a seemingly religious atmosphere, it can be very disconcerting, I think.
Well, it was my personal space at home.
Sure.
Too. And I felt very unsafe then about ever having a client over to my...
Oh, absolutely. Right.
So, now, after that, this is very interesting. After that, very unusual things started happening. And when I was reading up today on this young man. Well, let me tell you another couple of stories, and then I'm going to finish that story.
Okay, and then we do have a couple callers that are on hold, too. So
so we have a half hour left. There's a friend of mine is a social worker, and she became very interested in this young man. Well, not so young. He's about 48 now. But she became very interested in him because he's very, very, very intelligent and always very neat and clean, although he is homeless and slept under a bridge and was an alcoholic. So there was a very, very strange disconnect here. What is this guy all about, you know? So we started finding out more, and we found out that his father was naval intelligence.
His father was naval intelligence?
Right.
Wow.
So we'll finish this.
All righty. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsor in about 4 minutes.
Love America. Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today. Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay. All the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley. An area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species. All gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
Thank you. All righty, we are back. Our guest today, this is Deanna. Our guest today is Patricia Robinette, the author of The Rape of Innocence, Female Genital Mutilation and Circumcision in the USA. Our website is rapeofinnocence.com. Patricia, are you there?
I am. Hi. Hi, Deanna.
Hi. we had a little electronic harassment, apparently, or something, but we kind of went down. But anyway.
Well, this is one of the topics I'd like to get to today.
Okay, go ahead.
So this was 30 years on the streets, alcoholic. Before that, his dad, very distinguished man, very high up in naval intelligence, sent him away when he was 12 years old. 12 years old, to an institution that was said to be a mental institution. Now, what this man describes as his treatment there sounds very much like the same kind of thing that they did with MK Ultra subjects. He would be isolated in a room all by himself for days on end with no windows, with no lights, and then someone would come in and torture him. And, you know, this went on for 6 years until he escaped at age 18, at which point he became alcoholic. Now, he says that he also hears voices like the Chinese-American girl that I told you about.
Right.
I kind of doubt this in the same way that I doubted hers, and because when that implant was put into me, I heard voices too. Now, fortunately, I have pursued the subject of what is God to the point where I know what it is and I know who I am. So when I would hear things, I knew that it had nothing to do with me and that it was had something to do with something outside of me. So, well, it might have been inside my body, but it was not who and what I was. There's a very good article today at activistpost.com about the, it says, report was Navy Yard shooter. That's the title.
Right, okay.
Gang stalked with mind control microwave weapons. Well, if you or your, and your listeners will read this article on activistpost.com, this perfectly describes what I experienced after I was received that implant. It's like I was harassed by being woken up every 15 minutes by very strange noises that were not outside. That were somehow, I mean, and there's a man who's done a lot of work, Nick Baggage, on harp, and there's a
right, I've had him on my program before.
Oh, I love him. And who's that guy I also love? That Jesse Ventura. Jesse Ventura went to see Nick Baggage.
Right.
That show, I think, is linked to on this article. And, you know, he explained to him how you can actually target somebody, you know, for thoughts and feelings and even voices electronically. And interestingly, the person who purchased the place next door to me after I met these two people who were connected to the CIA, head of the CIA, interestingly enough, the person who purchased the condo next door to mine, the adjacent condo, worked for one of these big electronic companies, Nokia.
Oh.
And he lived down there, which is kind of weird to have a condominium up in Eugene, Oregon, when you live in San Diego, you know. But anyway, he kept sending, you know, kept renting it out to young people. And I was not sure if it had to do with the owner of the condominium, because I understand that there's a thing called V2K, voice to skull, which is a technology that was developed by Nokia. So I don't know if it was, if he had anything to do with it. I have no idea. But I do know that the kids next door were doing something, you know, that emitted a great deal of microwave energy. And also, they were talking. You know, it took a while. At first, it was just noises. And I would just, after a while, I just lay awake, listening for the next time that the noise would happen. And it would happen about every 15 minutes. And it would stir me from my sleep. So I was really becoming sleep deprived. And then there was this, you know, it started being this girl's voice. And it would say, Patricia, you know. And I recognized it was my neighbor's voice, you know.
Wow.
And so psychically, in my own mind, I said an extremely rude thing back to her. And I never heard that voice again. And then after I had the implant out, I never heard noises. I never heard voices. I never had those same vibrations that I had before with the implant in. So at any rate, this article talks about this kind of thing in connection to this young man who was supposedly the Navy Yard.
Right.
So he actually reported this to the police. I believe it was in New York City. Because he traveled a great deal in his position with the Navy contractor that was working on these kinds of things. And it sounds to me as if he is describing exactly what I was experiencing when I was in that condominium after the implant, you know, happened. And, you know, it's nothing that you can actually tell anybody about because then they think that you're crazy, but fact is, there is so many people now who understand what is going on. They're
right.
Very clear on the concept. And these tools that they use have patents registered in, you know, the government offices.
Sure.
So anyway, this person who knows this young man who was in that program, his father was Naval Intelligence, which goes along with all these other people that I met, you know, that are connected to the government in some kind of way. And then, you know, he was in this MK Ultra kind of program and it sounded like he was implanted as well. So, you know, everything starts connecting and it sounds to me like this guy, Aaron Alexis was in this whole program as well. So I think that the internet is a great gift to us because before, everybody would feel isolated and they feel like, oh, well, it's just me, you know, and people have even learned to say that to people. Oh, we never heard this complaint from anybody else before, you know.
Sure.
But now people are sharing their experiences and darn if they aren't finding out that these things really are happening.
Right. All righty, we are taking a break. When we come back, we'll take our phone call from Kent from West Virginia. When we come back, be right back. Great.
Flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit. The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tatler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
John Stadtmiller here. Sometimes in life, you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site, again, is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759, 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, veteran-owned and operated.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Patricia Robinette. She is the author of The Rape of Innocence, Female Genital Mutilation and Circumcision in the USA. Her website is rapeofinnocence.com. Okay, we have some callers. Let's take Kent in West Virginia. Kent, welcome to the program.
Yeah, hi, Deanna. Can you hear me?
Hi. Yes, uh-huh. Thank you.
Yeah, a couple of things. First of all, the guy was talking about the adrenaline and the cattle that are going to be butchered. That was really resonated with me because I'm here in West Virginia in the deer hunting country now, but this isn't where I grew up. But I'm here, and some time ago when I was first exposed to the deer hunting culture, and somebody said that they would never shoot a deer. They wanted to catch a deer when it was still in the woods. And if it was running, they wouldn't even shoot it because it would be pumped full of adrenaline and it changed the flavor of the meat and it made it tough. And I've often wondered from time to time about why in these slaughter yards that, there was such a violent, sort of a stressful. And so I think that's pretty interesting that they maybe have discovered that maybe creates a some sort of, need for the meat or something. So that's,
sure.
That was very interesting. And you were talking about, just as you were on the radio, I was looking through some of these email messages that I get, and I found something from the Orlando Sun Sentinel. And the title of the article is Mom, Dad Planned Child Sex Abuse Before Kids Were Born. Mm. And if you put in the name Jonathan, Adleta, J-O-N-A-T-H-A-N-A-D-L-E-T-A. So these things are out there, and it's pretty disgusting. So I don't have any comment other than to, you know, offer those little anecdotes sort of corroborating what you've been talking about.
Sure. Well, it certainly is very interesting, something that I had not thought about before. So thank you for your call.
Okay. Thanks.
All righty. Patricia, did you want to comment on his comment?
Just thank you very much. That was interesting. Thank you.
All righty. Let's take Alat, A-L-L-A-T, in New Jersey. Welcome.
Yes. Hi. How are you? Deanna and Patricia, referring to Kirk's information, that's kind of scary. It seems to me that by contrast, the Jews don't eat blood in the meat, you know?
Well,
they just, I guess it's to make them docile.
I don't think they're very docile, actually.
Well, the nobodies, the fairly ignorant, you know?
Just
the masses.
That's kind of a broad brush. Kurt did mention in the article that he wrote about the kosher slaughter, and kosher meat is not adrenalized.
That's it, yes.
Yeah.
And that sort of thing
went
on all over the world with the Aztecs, and in the time of Jesus, they had animal sacrifices in the Jerusalem temple. The same way.
Okay. Patricia, would you like to comment on...
Bringing it back to the subject of circumcision, there is a procedure that rabbis do that they actually suck the blood from the penis of the child who's just been tortured after he's been circumcised.
I leave you because there are other callers. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you. Yes, and that is, in fact, there have been children in New York City that have gotten, hepatitis B from that?
Yeah, herpes and HIV, I believe.
Yeah, disgusting. Okay, let's take another caller. Let's take Jim in Georgia. Jim, welcome to the program.
Good afternoon, Deanna. I have one question. The gentleman or lady, I don't know who said it, working in my shop there, that how many kids are missing a week? Was it a day or a week? 2,500?
A day. And it was from Gunderson's, Ted Gunderson's information, 2,500 a day. And that's in the article at thoughtcrimeradio.net.
Is that in the United States?
Yes.
Or worldwide?
No, that's just in the United States.
My God. Okay, well, thank you.
Uh-huh. You're welcome. Yeah, here in America, it says Ted Gunderson did extensive research on this subject, and he estimated that about 2,500 children go missing every day. This takes place every day here in America. Okay. Your comments, Patricia?
I think that the whole situation is really just mind-boggling. You know, I don't have anything to add to it, really. But Chris might...
You know, one thing about Ted Gunderson is that he, when he was still in the FBI, he was a highly respected researcher, and he didn't come to this conclusion lightly. He did this after a great deal of research, and the thing is that the government doesn't report on how many children are missing, and I've known other journalists like John Zielinski who have tried to do research on missing children, and it's next to impossible to get straight answers from the government on how many children are missing. But the FBI, on the other hand, knows exactly how many bank robberies happen every year and so forth. So it is a bit peculiar, and it's hard to take in, but I think they don't want the public panicking when they realize the extent to which this problem exists.
Sure. And then we also had the senator, what's her name, Schroeder? She was a senator that said she was going to report on this, and within a day or two, she and her husband participated in a murder-suicide, and that was a couple of days after she said she was going to
to divulge information about the number of, it was former Georgia Senator Nancy Schaefer, and she investigated this and said that it was, a lot of these children were taken out of Child Protective Services, and that this was a nationwide situation, that and the entire system was broken beyond repair. And within a day or so, they suicided her and her husband.
Yeah, this is why I advise anyone who has information to share to do it publicly, because, you know, if you keep it to yourself and you say, I am going to announce, I am going to share this in the future, then
yeah.
It never comes out.
She should have just done it instead of just saying she was going to do it.
Yeah, there's too many of those stories.
Indeed. Well, this has certainly been interesting today. And we have had people on the program before talking about electronic harassment and implants and things like that. So it's not beyond belief that these things that you're talking about. And of course, we had Dr. Ross talking about MK Ultra. But it's still, it's kind of hard to believe this stuff. But there's so many witnesses to it and so much evidence of it that people do really need to look at it.
It's good for people to know in case something like that happens to them, because then they know that it's not, they are not going crazy, that something is working on them, you know, that it's not them.
Sure. But a lot of us, I think, are prone to do that. Because we've been told that the doctors or something, you know, somebody's told us, oh, it runs in the family, or it's genetic, or it's this or that. And so we're likely to blame ourselves for a lot of things that are really external.
And one thing about ritual child sacrifice is that Luciferian and satanic cults depend a great deal on secrecy. And if you witness a child being sacrificed, you know, this is a way of intimidating people into silence. And this is, people often ask, how can these cults maintain their secrecy? But their members are terrified of, you know, if they love any of their children at all, they're terrified of talking, you know, and part of that is that this is intimidation.
Sure. Absolutely. Okay, well, thank you so much, both of you, for being on the program today. It's been very interesting. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Diana.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Talk with you tomorrow, listeners.